Hello, my audio boo friends. It's Stefano. It is March. March 29th. Why is it? I've been listening to a few boos trying to catch up, and so often many of us fire up our audio boo apps or whatever, and then we realize we don't know the date. It's March 30th. Wow, I'm a whole day behind. Yes. I just wanted to quick shout out to Acrobat and thank him for the congratulations on changing the automatic transmission shifter cable on my wife's car. That was a lot of fun. I do love to repair things. Wanted to also quick shout out to Simon and Sarah about the Dropbox. I use and have used Dropbox extensively for several years now. And I love it because it allows me, obviously, to do a backup of especially my clients' documents. Those are really important. I don't have that much space on Dropbox because I'm only taking the free version. But it gives me enough space to save my crucial client documents that I have. And what I love about it is the fact that I can access it anywhere and on most of my computers. I have three machines in the house: one Mac and two PCs, one being a notebook computer, and my wife's computer, also a Windows machine. So it's great, able to have the information and the documents in all of those machines, all synchronized. It gives me a lot of peace of mind. Getting back to repairs, I have to tell you a quick story. A couple of years back, my Yamaha music keyboard had a bit of a mishap with some fruit juice that had dripped down from the kitchen floor. It had been spilled on the kitchen floor. It had found its way somehow into the basement through some cracks in the floor and had dripped all over my Yamaha keyboard. Of course, fruit juice and electronics don't get along all that well. Now, I discovered it rather quickly and flipped the keyboard on its side, hoping to minimize some of the damage. And the fruit juice did leak out the bottom of the, or rather the side of the keyboard as it was sitting propped up against the wall. And I left it like that for several days, hoping that that it wouldn't dry too much on the electronics themselves. So then I cleaned it all up, put it back on my stand, fired it up, and sure enough, it worked. And it seemed to work okay. Over, I guess, the year that passed after the incident, as I played the keyboard, I noticed that the keys would get sticky, and not on the outside, I mean on the inside. I'd press them down, they wouldn't always bounce back up. It was a real mess. So I took it upon myself to open it up. So I opened up my Yamaha keyboard, completely took apart all the keys, cleaned everything, and put it back together. And that worked. It worked well for, I want to say, another 6 months to almost a year that I used it periodically. I don't play all that much. And then lately, I would say about 6 months ago, it started having this weird thing where one of the keys, in fact, I think it was C and C sharp. Whenever I played the C and then played the C sharp right afterwards, the C sharp would actually play an octave higher. So it wasn't the right note. Now, this didn't always happen. And it only happened with that particular key. So I said, well, there's got to be something. So I said, okay, you know what? Last night, I took it upon myself. I took the whole thing apart again to take a look. And sure enough, what had happened was there was some residue left on the contacts. And what was happening is that C sharp, when I'd hit it, it would actually, at the same time, hit the contact for, I guess it was a C sharp, one octave higher. And it was crazy. Anyway, so I cleaned it all up, put it all back together. It works beautifully. And then the spring on the C sprung. So now the key just stays at the bottom. So now I got to take it all apart again. So there you go. That's my adventures with repairing my Yamaha keyboard today. So I'll let you all know how it went. Have a great day. Bye-bye.